Drink, and make room for that other fellow, who seeks my aid to quench the fiery fever of last night's potations, which he drained from no cup of mine. Welcome, most rubicund sir. You and I have been strangers hitherto. Nor, to confess the truth, will my nose be anxious for a closer intimacy, till the fumes of your breath be a little less potent. Oof, mercy on you, man! The water absolutely hisses down your red-hot gullet, and is converted quite into steam in the miniature tophet which you mistake for a stomach. Fill again, and tell me, on the word of an honest toper, did you ever, in cellar, tavern, or any other kind of dram shop, spend the price of your children's food for a swig half so delicious? Now, for the first time these 10 years, you know the flavor of cold water. Goodbye, and whenever you are thirsty, recollect that I keep a constant supply at the old stand. Who next? Oh, my little friend, you are just let loose from school, and come hither to scrub your blooming face, and drown the memory of certain taps of the ferule, and other schoolboy troubles, in a draught from the town pump. Take it, pure as the current of your young life. Take it, and may your heart and tongue never be scorched with a fiercer thirst than now.